In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, and as for the poets, it is the erring ones who follow them. Dost thou not see how they wander aimlessly in every valley?
Just a moment, please. Come closer to the microphone and speak slowly. I couldn't get you to say it.
Okay. And as for the poets, it is the erring ones who follow them. Dost thou not see how they wander aimlessly?
No, I know it. Yes.
Okay, should I just read it through for the...
I know what you are saying, but tell me what is the question.
Okay, the question is...
Bring the Quran to me so that I can read the full verse in Arabic and then I'll answer you when you have framed your question, right? Yes, I know. Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Is this verse indicating that it's not worthy for our time to study the works of major poets and philosophers because their works and their lives are themselves contradictory? Because this also seems to be true for Western philosophers that they rarely lived what they preached. Is this an indictment of all philosophy that is outside the religious tradition? And does it mean that
I read this to you, then the answer is already there.
Okay.
هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ عَلَىٰ مَنْ تَنَزَّلُ الشَّيَاطِينَ تَنَزَّلُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ. Shall I tell you on whom the Satans descend? They descend on all liars and sinful people. So you should not follow the liars and the sinful people. That is all you can infer from this.
Okay.
You understand?
Well,
the point is that when you study something, you do not always study to follow it. Sometimes you study to rebut it.
Okay.
Sometimes you study with selective attitude. You pick out the very best and leave the worst. So to study is not forbidden. It is in fact very profoundly respected in Islam. So much so that Ahlul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that for the sake of gaining knowledge, even if you have go to the boundaries of China, you go and learn what you can. Now China at that time was farthest than anything known to the man in Arabia. That was like going to moon. So that is the attitude towards learning. Another thing which you must remember is that once Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Hikmatu Dhu'allatul Mu'mineh, that a word of wisdom, or wisdom itself, is the lost property of a believer. Now, when you see your lost property in the hands of your enemies or some filthy, dirty people, you don't hesitate to own it and repossess it because you found it in a bad place. So wisdom, wherever it is, belongs to you. You must not be ashamed of it. So these poets you are referring to, these philosophers, they also have some words of wisdom. It's impossible to condemn them in totality as something totally wrong. So that is why your attitude should be much more broad-minded than this.
Exactly.